Welcome back for another episode of Errant Adventures, the solo actual play podcast where stories are told at the speed of dice. With me, Steve Morrison, your game master and solo player. Now come on, let's grab the dice and see where our story goes. Hey folks, just wanted to drop in for a minute before this week's little piece of fiction to say that I have enjoyed my time off in the month of May. I hope everyone else has enjoyed these little short pieces of fiction, whether they be fleshing out some of Vanguard's backstory or some of the just random pieces of fiction that I've written. But I just wanted to let you know that next week we'll get back to season 3 and the adventures of Alexis Wolf. I hope you enjoy this little piece of short fiction. Basically, I went for a walk one night when I got home, and I had some stuff to work through, and it got a little dark on my walk, and as often happens when I need to work through something, I wrote about it. So it's not really short fiction. It's more of a meditation, but I hope you get something out of it and enjoy it. So again, next week, we will get back to season 3, Cry Havoc. For now, please enjoy Points of Light. I walk these streets paved by human hands, and I marvel at what we've accomplished. All around me is wildness, trees and swamps, but all around me is also civilization, manicured lawns and homes. When I began this walk, there was still light. I saw the road ahead, and I recognized the world around me. But now the sun retreats behind the trees, over the horizon, on to its rest, or its new dawning. And on I walk, on streets that quickly fade from my view. Gone is the civilization I recognize, replaced by the wildness, the mystery of the dark, and the fear. It's subtle at first. Trees creak and groan around me, and I notice them for the first time. Are they speaking to me, warning me of some impending fate? Are they laughing at my mortal eyes struggling against the dying light? If I keep to the road, surely I'll be safe. But it's becoming harder and harder to see it, to believe it. Then, like a spark in the night, I see light pouring out of a house, a beacon of hope. As long as I'm caught in its light, I am safe. Maybe I should stop walking. Maybe I should find shelter here. But no, that is not the way of civilization. This shelter is not my shelter. It belongs to another. My weary feet must march on past this sphere of light, of hope, back into the darkness. That mystery returns. Mystery and fear as the darkness deepens. On I walk, faster, faster. My legs demand, my breath demands, my mind begins to believe. I must walk faster if I'm to survive. I'm alone in the dark, in between the points of light, and though I know I'm safe on my peninsula within a peninsula, I don't believe it. A shape in the dark woods catches my attention. It moves. No, it doesn't. It's watching me. No, it's not. Unbidden, the hairs on my skin rise to greet the threat. There's nothing there. My breath doesn't quite believe the thoughts racing through my head. It catches, and I feel that ancient urge to run, to escape the thing that hunts me. I resist. This is civilization, after all, is it? My pace increases and my hand reaches for the flashlight in my back pocket, my safety net. But I resist. Why? Why do I flee from the light? Why do I live in this fear? Fear is the dark between the points of light. Fear is the shape just beyond the edge of my vision. It's the possibility of not knowing what will happen next. I do. It's the certainty of knowing what comes next. I don't. It's civilization. It's wildness. On I walk from point of light to point of light. I know my destination, my safety. I just have to make it. I will. But it's beyond the next point of light. How do I know this one won't be the last safety? It isn't. Darkness is the fear. Fear is the darkness. It is being alone between the points of light. It is being alone in wildness. It is being alone in civilization. Ahead, I see it. My point of light, my civilization, my wildness. I walked through the darkness and the fear. I was alone in it, but I was never in danger. I was in grave danger. Now I stand in the light, and all that fear melts away. Not because of the light, but because I'm no longer alone in the dark. No, I stand in the light, and I discover I'm not alone. I was never alone. I am not the first to walk through the dark between the points of light. I am not alone. I am a point of light. Thanks for listening to Errant Adventures, and thanks so much to Tabletop Audio for the lovely ambient sounds and music throughout the episode. If you enjoyed the show, please spread the word, and if you want to support the show directly, leave me a review or buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/errantadventures. If you want to interact with me, I'm at errantsolopod on Twitter and Instagram, or you can email me at errantsolopod@gmail.com. I also post campaign-related materials on my website, errantadventurespod.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.